There are lots of things you can spend your tax refund on, but one thing you don't have to spend it on? A new smartphone. Switch to MetroPCS now and get not one, but two free 4G LTE smartphones for brands like Samsung and LG. Plus, you're on T-Mobile's blazing fast nationwide 4G LTE network. Hurry, switch to MetroPCS and get two free smartphones after instant rebate. One heck of a deal, only at MetroPCS. Limited time offer. Sales tax not included in phone price. Coverage and services not available everywhere. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Total Spotlight Show. I'm the host of the show, Neil Hiddick. You can go to my website, TotalTutor.net, for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor. Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley. And Google Plus, and also on Periscope, at Total Tutor. And this is an exciting topic tonight. My co-host for this show on Monday nights came up with this. Said, you know, we've been talking about tweets, we've been talking about specific things, but I have something that's in my book that's happening today, and we're going to uncover it tonight, as Rob has been saying. So I want to welcome the program Rob Roselli, boxofsunglasses.com. Rob, how are you?
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Good, fantastic. So what is our topic for tonight, Rob? What are we going to discuss?
Well, I think our topic, I mean, anything that has to do with biblical prophecies, and since things seem to be coming to a head, I mean, there's a lot of what we call traffic or noise. A lot of people are picking up on. And one thing I do not get into is specific date predictions. I think that's definitely the wrong approach. And putting Israel at the center of biblical prophecy, I mean, many of these so-called prophets of God, many of these guys I call prophets of God with an F, you know, selling their wares and just pushing a false narrative, I believe. You know, of course, you know, Israel, the modern nation of Israel, is involved in current events, but it is not the central focus of biblical prophecy. It is, in fact, the United States. And if people look at the way that current events are unfolding, unfortunately, it's exactly in line with the Mystery Babylon USA link on my website. And people, again, at boxofsunglasses.com. And all of this is ultimately brought to us by what I call the un-American genocidal complex. Okay. And it's generally where we are going. We are not going to have the 7-year tribulation period, the 3.5 years, the two witnesses, and then people that are familiar with the Hal Lindseys, the John Hagees, and these sorts of people of the world will know what I'm talking about. You're just not going to see all this stuff. I mean, you're not going to see a rebuilt temple in Israel. It's all nonsense. And basically, in general, I'll give a general outline, the way things are playing out according to Revelation 17 and 18. And I wrote this probably around 5 years ago, around 2009. Is what we're going to have is a calamitous economic collapse, the collapse of biblical proportion, a peace treaty of sorts, kind of a real fake, shallow, artificial peace treaty, as artificial as this image we have in the White House. Then after that, the United States is just going to be attacked from one, if not more, countries in the form of a nuclear ambush attack, an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse attack. The United States is going to be effectively wiped off the face of the earth in a very short time. Okay, in a time, you know, again, Revelation 17, 18, a line-by-line interpretation of those, proper interpretation of those two chapters lays it out quite clearly, I believe. And if you look, that is in fact the way we are going right now. Again, you're not going to see some cartoon network antichrist setting himself up in some rebuilt Israeli temple. It's just completely asinine. That approach and that literal approach to biblical prophecy, I believe, it's just horrible. I mean, you know, Jewish or non-Muslims can't even get on the Temple Mount hardly without starting World War III. So how are the Muslims, and this is just one example, I mean, how are they going to back down to a point where they're going to allow
right.
a Jewish temple to be built on a Temple Mount? It's preposterous. And again, you know, and this is...
So basically your thought is that there these prophecies that are coming out where we have 7 years or whatever of tribulation, all that stuff, this is not going to happen. It's going to happen quickly and then be finished based on your predictions from your research and stuff. Yeah.
As far as the United States is concerned, yes. Okay, now it's not happening quickly. Okay, you know, on this earth, okay, Christian, I mean, real believers, true believers have been having tribulation for almost 2,000 years. I mean, you know, clearly spelled out in John 16, you know, Jesus tells his follower, you know, if they hate me, they're going to hate you, and you shall have tribulation in the world, you know, but, you know, be faithful or don't be concerned, I have overcome the world, or be not concerned, you know, in the world you have tribulation, be not concerned, I have overcome the world. So believers, true Christian believers, you know, have been persecuted in this world for 2,000 years. Okay, it started with the Roman, with the emperors, the Romans, the Neros, the Diocletians, Marcus Aurelius, these kinds of people, okay, that persecuted Christians, you know, burned them at the stake or you know, burned them or, you know, for Nero, in the case of Nero, you know, he burned them for street lamps. Fed up the lions, you know, the ridden circuses of the Roman Empire, which, by the way, is an exact parallel to the modern United States. Then you had the Catholic Church, which came along, which basically wanted to monopolize the Christian faith and kept the Bible from the commoners and persecuted and tortured anybody that questioned their authority, and that broke. So you had a little bit of a respite, although you still had some persecutions going on. But we're starting to see the persecutions again rise against the Christians. And it's happening around the world, in Africa, in China, Indonesia, and places like this where Christians are being literally chopped to pieces, burned, doused with gasoline and burned in other places. In the United States... So far, we have largely, the Christian population in the United States has largely escaped this persecution, but have no fear. It is coming, as you can see with Obama, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize winning, drone killing, World War III starting psychopath in the White House, and his Homeland Security, his DHS or DH Stasi, as I like to call them, the persecutions of Christians in this nation is forthcoming. So hold on to your hats, because things are going to get a lot crazier, a lot more evil, a lot more bizarre as events unfold in a world that's really rapidly devolving into just outright madness and lunacy.
And it's interesting when you talk about different prophecies, and you know, even some evangelical politicians right now believe the world's going to end soon. They're even saying that in certain ways in their speech and lingo. You don't believe that, but where have you gotten the information that you wrote in your book that really concerns you, that the end of what we know of as America is soon going to disappear? It's gonna just go brick by brick in a lot of ways. But where have you been able to figure out your research and things, who could you credit, or you've been able to uncover that has led you to this point of when you wrote the book, and then also specifically enough some of the things we're going to talk about tonight on the show?
Well, you know, to the true believers, you know, the Holy Spirit illuminates the Word quite clearly, okay? And the Word, the Old Testament, you know, has been around for several thousand years, the New Testament for almost 2,000 years, and people have been reading it, okay? But as I said, you know, these so-called the prophets of God in this country, the Pharisees, okay, the Sanhedrin, which is the Pharisees and the Sadducees in Jesus' time, I mean, they were reading Scripture, but they didn't quite understand it, okay? You know, you get into verses like in Isaiah chapter 6, you know, where God says, you know, these people will be ever seeing and not perceiving, ever hearing but not understanding. They're reading the Scriptures, but they're not understanding them because their hearts are hardened. They're reading it for personal empowerment, personal power, control. In the case of the Sanhedrin and later on the Roman Catholic Church and these kinds of groups, that wielded these scriptures for their personal gain and personal power trips and this sort of thing. And so if you read and you approach it with the right approach and with an open mind, and you use scripture to interpret scripture, then a clear pattern and a clear picture emerges. Okay, and in the case, the specific case of the United States, I refer people back to Isaiah chapter 47, and basically there it sets the pattern for a very, for Babylon, a nation known as very similar to Babylon, which is basically the United States today. The queen or the whore of Babylon, you shall have, your calamity shall come to you very quickly. They shall come to you in a moment, in an hour, in a day. It's going to come very quickly, okay? And this is the picture that's presented in Revelation 17 and 18. So in other words, we're not going to have this long, drawn-out seven-year tribulation, again, with the comic book Antichrist, stamping people with triple sixes in some temple in Israel. It's just not going to happen like that, okay? If you are waiting for that, I wish you well, because you're going to miss an awful lot, and you're going to be awfully surprised and awfully disappointed about what is unfolding in this world very quickly as we speak. And current events are happening at an accelerating pace right now. We are on the verge of economic calamity of biblical proportions, and then things go downhill from there. And as you can see, Iran is testing nuclear weapon. Other nations are testing launching systems. North Korea and China and Russia obviously already, well advanced in this sort of thing. And it's not going to take a lot to knock this country back to the Stone Age and unfortunately and bring about mass death, mass starvation, riots, economic collapse, even without this madness of the Federal Reserve, that the electrical grid in this country is taken out, either via a hacking attack and or an electromagnetic pulse, a nuclear attack, which can be done relatively easily, then we're really in a world of hurt.
So where in Scripture are you seeing this? Is it through Revelation you're seeing this, Rob?
Does anyone
have your same belief system, or is yours completely come up through the whole, you said the power of the Holy Spirit and everything, Rob?
Well, this is why I went through things very carefully. I mean, look, I put it to you this way, okay? The controllers of the world, again, Matthew chapter 4, Satan has been given control of the world, okay? And he's the liar and the father of lies. So the only way you're really going to figure things out 100% is the proper interpretation and a reading of Scripture and a rereading. I read the same chapters and the same passages over and over. Okay, I'm not sitting here saying I'm some towering intellectual or any smarter than a lot of people. But you just read. I read a lot of current events. I read a lot of history, a lot of mythology, and you start making connections, right? And again, boxofsunglasses.com. All the links are there. But for instance, page 8, if you go to the table of contents, page 8, it goes Mystery Babylon USA, and I give the introduction, and that's broken down to four parts: introduction, background, the candidates. Okay, so for instance, you look at the candidates for the Mystery Babylon, the whore of Babylon described in Revelation 17. And I've read what other people have to say, and the candidates include Rome and the Roman Catholic Church, Saudi Arabia, the 10-nation European Union, okay? And all these entities fall short, because when you read about the description of Mystery Babylon, it's the blood of the whore of Babylon has drunken the blood of all the saints of the world, okay? And if you look at what is the... And it's the economic center of the world. Okay, and what is the economic center of the world? I mean, it's a rapidly deteriorating situation, but it is in fact the United States and its Federal Reserve system. Okay, because from the Federal Reserve system, we got entities like the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the United Nations, and all these sorts of things. Okay, so from the Rothschild European complex, you know, they basically financed and started the American, what I call the un-American genocidal complex, which is your Rockefeller families, your Carnegies, your J.P. Morgans, and these sorts of things. Okay, so the only entity that fits the description is, in fact, the United States. It fits all the characteristics. And some of these entities, like the Roman Catholic Church, they meet some of the criteria, but nothing, no country meets all the criteria like these United States. And let's just look at the brief history of the United States. Okay, the nation was founded as a Christian nation, and we've talked about this in
past. Right, right. And when we get back, Rob, let's talk about that some more for sure. And then, again, the topic we have up on the board, maybe I was confused with the tweet you talked about, but we're kind of establishing background, and that is the germ warfare covertly waged on U.S. citizens since the 1950s. But we're kind
we'll get to that.
But you're giving some great background, for sure, Rob, to get us really to understand this and understand that you've come up with this through prayer, through fasting, reading, and understanding, and researching. This is not just something you came up with by taking other, you know, so-called conspiracists. This is your own prediction. So we get back, we're going to continue to talk with Robert Selle. We're learning a lot today about concerns, and a lot of it's true in ways, meaning about the whole United States and where we're falling apart as a country. What Donald Trump's saying is true. That, you know, if anyone in the Democratic Party believes that we're better off 8 years ago than we were today, they're wrong. It's absolutely wrong based on specifically people, the hardworking people of this country, that literally are hurting in so many ways. I mean, I could see the quality of healthcare visiting for my toe and how they're overbooking and double booking and making sure that you really don't see that doctor long enough. You're listening to the Total Spotlight Show on the Total Education Network, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Total Spotlight Show on the Total Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor. Neil, that's Haley. Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley. Instagram, TotalTutor. Pinterest, Neil Haley. Google+, Neil Haley. And on Periscope, at TotalTutor. And you can follow my guest, at Rob Roselli. He really has a booming Twitter feed with different ideas, and you can listen to a lot of the other shows to kind of bring us back. But he's giving us a history tonight of how his prophecy is a little different than many others. And through scripture and revelation, and we're gonna take ourselves through a lot of different things in this today, Rob. And when you talk about, so you're saying again, we're going back to the forefathers and how this was a Christian nation. Do you believe that the devil sees that our country is a Christian nation compared to many countries in the whole world, and this is the first thing you want to break apart, is the Christian aspect of the United States?
Well, what I'm saying is, you know, the parallel to ancient Israel is that ancient Israel, you know, not for any of its own doing, okay, but ancient Israel, you know, for whatever reason, God chose the nation of Israel as his chosen people, okay, and they were in constant rebellion, okay? The basic theme of the whole Old Testament is, you know, Israel rebelling against God and his word. I mean, if you look at the Exodus, I mean, right from the get-go, I mean, they were almost in constant rebellion. And, you know, you remember when Moses went up to get the Ten Commandments, you know, God tells him, you know, you better get back down there. I mean, these guys are down there worshiping a golden calf, which ties directly into the, you know, the Egyptian god, sun god Ra, which later became Osiris, which was symbolized by a bull, and or the Egyptian or the female side of that equation, you know, Isis or Hathor, which was symbolized by a cow, okay, a cow goddess, okay, you know, cow, you know, calves and Mother Earth, and, you know, and giving birth to humanity as symbolized by a calf, okay, so that's the source of the calf side of that equation. But anyway, the ancient Israelites were worshiping a golden calf. They were in rebellion right from the get-go. And if you read the Old Testament, you know, you go through and you read, and this is why, you know, this joke of, you know, God made a covenant with Abraham, and, you know, he's never, you know, Israel's God's chosen people no matter what, is the most ridiculous, idiotic thing I've ever heard, you know, for people that really read and study and contemplate what's in the Bible. But anyway, and just read just chapters. Just read Jeremiah, 1 through Jeremiah 7. Sit down a half hour to read that. I urge people to read that for themselves and tell me if God is really going to not break the covenant. If God's not breaking the covenant, he's saying, you know, I'm upholding my end of the bargain, and you guys aren't upholding yours. And, you know, in Matthew 23, and Jesus finally just puts the final nail in that coffin and says, you know, woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. And, of course, we know what happens right after that is that the Israelis or the Jewish people, which is the descendants of the tribe of Judah, I mean, the Israelis were gone 722 B.C. With the Assyrian invasion, but the 12 tribes of Israel are officially, the physical tribes are officially gone in Matthew 23. And then they choose, you know, John 19, you know, do you want me to kill, crucify your king? And, you know, what's their response is, we have no king but Caesar. Okay, so they seal their fate. Okay, then along, you know, 2,000 years later, along comes a nation of the United States founded under Puritan biblical Christian principles. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't 100%, but basically that was the premise of this nation's founding, is the different sects of Christianity, Catholics, Episcopalians, the more Puritan types, came together in a revolution. And the mantra of the committees of correspondence, which were, you know, Samuel Adams and that crew, which were responsible for bringing the revolutionary fervor, was their mantra was no king but King Jesus, or some variation thereof. Okay, and that's like, sets the premise of what the mentality of this nation was at its founding. Now, 200 years, look at where we have fallen, okay? We've gone from that to the point where we now consider the murder of innocent babies, okay, the unborn, and now in the case of someone like Obama, and I'm just giving it one example here, okay, where we have a president who voted against something called the Born Alive Infant Abortion Protection Act. Now we have, so in other words, if a baby is born from an abortion alive, that baby is supposed to, that baby can be allowed to die now. That is the mindset. And, of course, we have partial birth abortion and this sort of thing. So the point is, and, you know, then, of course, we have the whole homosexual marriage, that whole thing going on. So the mindset of this nation, from where it was started, how it was blessed in its beginnings, to where we are now, is an exact parallel with the ancient Israel, and even worse, by the way, I believe, if you read the scriptures, you know, read Hebrews 6 and Hebrews chapter 10, because the Israel of the Old Testament, they did not have the Word of God in the flesh. They did not have that benefit as we in this nation have had, or anybody born after in the A.D. era, or after Christ, okay, they did not have that benefit. So this nation was founded under that benefit. And now, as I said, we are at the point now where we considered a woman's right to go into a clinic and literally suck the brains out of a baby in her birth canal, or in the case of Obama, that baby can be born and allowed to die. Okay, again, that's just one specific example of what's going on in this nation. And if you read, say, Luke 12:47 and 12:48, basically it says, those to him who much is given, much is expected. In this nation, we haven't been giving much in a biblical sense. We have been blessed. We are very lucky. And we have taken that and literally thrown it in the trash, okay? In the case of Planned Parenthood, we've taken lives and literally thrown them in the trash, or, you know, or burned them for alternative energy, or sold their body parts, okay, which is on a par with what Adolf Hitler did in the Holocaust. And this is where it ties into the un-American genocidal complex. So what I'm really saying, and again, that's the book. It's available on the opening page of my website. And that's just really a 2 to 3 hour, designed as a 2 to 3 hour one-night read into the evil that lurks behind this fake image, shadow, BS government. These politicians that we think run this country, these jokers that run for president and Congress, okay, what feeds them or what puts them in office, what finances them, is the un-American genocidal complex. And what I'm saying is that in the history of the world, there has never been an entity or a group of entities, starting with, say, the Rothschild banking interest going back to the late 1700s, the Rockefellers and the Morgans, the J.P. Morgans and the Carnegies, and these sorts of families, right close to the American societal complex. There has nothing in the history of the world that has been such a conglomeration of evil, of inconceivable evil, as those entities. Okay, it blows away the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, as evil as it has been in its, you know, 1,000 years from say 500,
which any Christian church, a lot of Christian churches have been evil in certain ways. Look at the story
I'm not picking on a Catholic. Okay,
right. Christianity, organized Christian religion. Yeah, right. Exactly.
I don't want to go off on that tangent right now. I know we've had this disagreement in the past. The Catholic Church isn't Christian. Okay, let's just stop that right there. People say the Christian Church and the Catholic Church interchangeably. Okay, but I'm not even saying that. I'm saying as bad as they were, the un-American genocidal complex makes them look like a bunch of choir boys, no pun intended. So therefore, there is nothing that can be substituted, nothing that takes the place of Mystery Babylon the Great and the whore of Revelation 17 and 18. Okay, so the whore is basically we have sold ourselves out to the devil. Okay, and if you read the un-American genocidal complex, I have a pretty good idea who the devil is too. The R.C. Christian or the Robert Christian. Now, people, some conspiracy theorists out there may have heard the term Robert Christian, R.C. Christian, just so happens to be the pseudonym for the person that gave us the Georgia Guidestones, what I call the anti-Ten Commandments of the real Antichrist, or the spirit of Antichrist, okay, and they're rooted in radical environmentalism. Okay, for example, limit the world population to 500 million people. So what they're saying, what the Georgia Guidestones are saying, is eliminate 6.5 billion, will it be, people. Okay, and this is the mantra of the radical environmental movement, which is nothing but Gaia worship, or the worship of Mother Earth or nature as the female entity. Remember before I was talking about Isis and Hathor, you know, the Egyptian goddesses, the main Egyptian female side of the equation, okay? And she is impregnated in mythology by the sun god Ra, which later became Osiris, okay, which is symbolized by an obelisk, okay? An obelisk is really a phallic symbol that symbolizes, you know, a male phallic at an erect state, impregnating the female goddess Gaia. Okay, and this is what lies behind the modern day radical environmental movement. In other words, it's nothing but ancient nature worship and human sacrifice on a scale to the tune of billions. With the Canaanites, and if people think I'm kidding, okay, they really need to read that book. And go through my website. Right? These people, there is no bottom to the un-American genocidal complex. They gave us Hitler. They gave us Stalin. They gave us the Chinese communists. And if you look what those guys have done, okay, now you're into the hundreds of millions of deaths. And you combine that with the abortion movement in this country, the radical feminist movement, which is financed by the same people. You go back to the CIA, okay, and a lot of its members come from a group called Skull and Bones. Okay, there's a Skull and Bones symbol on the front cover of the book. The CIA, the term spooks in CIA originated from what's called the tomb at Yale University, because it was such a creepy place. Okay, and the religious procedures, okay, that, you know, what goes on inside the tomb and Skull and Bones is basically they swear allegiance to Isis or the mother goddess, the whore goddess. This is the kind of things that goes on.
Wow, all right.
Being naked and going into call. But then the Bush family and a lot of these American families were involved with this stuff, okay? But basically what they're doing is they're swearing allegiance to the Antichrist and the groups such as Skull and Bones, and the interrelations with the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group, in the Bohemian Grove. Okay, I have a link talking about Bohemian Grove, where the elites of the world get together every year out in California and worship a 40-foot-high Burning Man or what's known as Moloch, okay? They worship this thing. And these are our so-called leaders, okay? These are our real leaders. Not these clowns you see on TV, not these idiots in these presidential debates, but the real people running the banks. Now, Moloch just happens to be a direct link to something called Baal, okay, which was the Canaanite sun god, which, again, goes right back to Osiris, which is the Egyptian sun god. Okay, now, who is Osiris' son? Or what was perceived to be the Osiris's son was the Egyptian pharaoh. Okay, now you go back to Exodus and in the 10 plagues. Okay, there's a lot more to those 10 plagues.
All right, so when we get back, we'll continue to talk. But I want to get to the topic tonight. The background information, but I want to get into this germ warfare because this is something more. A lot of people believe this, Robert. I want you to know where your proof is, and it again goes scripturally with the prophecy. Through the Bible. And that's very interesting what you've been able to explain so far today. You're listening to the Total Spotlight Show on the Total Education Network, and we'll be back in just a moment. We're back to the Total Spotlight Show on the Total Education Network. Again, TotalTutor.net for more information. Twitter, TotalTutor, Neil Haley, Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, TotalTutor, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google Plus, Neil Haley, and on Periscope at TotalTutor. And our topic that we kind of went into some background information for the second half of the show is germ warfare covertly waged on U.S. citizens since the 1950s. Now, how are they doing this? We talked about germ warfare in the 50s, but not as much against U.S. citizens. But how have they been doing this? But first of all, where is your proof? And second of all, where is it in Scripture?
Well, I've gone through, as far as to take the second question first, I've gone through it again. People have to understand, on this radio show, it's a one-hour show, and I'm fusing together a lot of information, but to elaborate on this stuff, again, boxofsunglasses.com, it's in the book, it's all over the website. So scripturally, what I'm saying is that the Freemasons, okay, the modern-day Freemasons, which are interrelated with the Illuminati, okay, Adam Weishaupt back there in 1776, which is a real group of history, by the way, which is a group of Jesuits. They hijacked the Freemasons in Europe and Bavaria specifically and made it a more radical. They were tired. They didn't want the slow-motion takeover that the Freemasons were building. So they wanted a more radical approach, and then they had the Illuminati, and that gave us, Karl Marx. And then, of course, you had the Darwinists coming around that same time in the mid-1800s, okay, which was the vehicle for the American eugenics movement, which gave us the un-American genocidal complex. So what I'm saying is that these people have deemed themselves to be God. Okay, they decide who lives and who dies, and I mean that literally. Okay, now the proof, to get to your specific question, there was today there was a little story on InfoWars, a little 5-minute video about the men had the Navy, from the 50s, talking about spraying American cities with different aerosols from Navy ships and this sort of thing. So it's not conspiracy theory. I mean, this stuff went on. I mean, many people may have heard of Operation Paperclip, where, the United States took some of the top Nazi scientists, the top eugenicists, from Nazi Germany, who in turn, remember, as we've explained before and as explained in the un-American genocidal complex, which got a lot of their funding and their start from the United States eugenics movement and the social Darwinists from around 1900 to the 1930s, they did all their experiments and their live experiments, okay, on human beings during World War II, and then they were ferreted out of Germany through Operation Paperclip, and a lot of their research and a lot of people just kept going, courtesy of the United States government. Okay, companies like Bayer and IBM and Dow Chemical and these sorts of companies got their start. A lot of their research came from Nazi eugenics research during World War II. And people may not want to admit this, or people may say that's outrageous and that's ridiculous, but this is all documented historical fact. Now, as far as the United States government running experiments on its own people. Now, of course, I come out outright and say the un-American genocidal complex, that AIDS, the disease we know as AIDS, is in fact, was man-made by these very United States, by the un-American genocidal complex, and was deployed in Africa and in certain homosexual populations in this country, okay, which may sound absolutely crazy, but is it really? When you think about what I've been saying and you contemplate where we are as a nation, and again, we are literally at the point where we find it okay, where we don't worry that babies are literally being pulled out of wombs and lobotomized with catheters, or just being allowed to be born and being allowed to wither and die, okay? So we are at that level of barbarity. We have this thin veneer of civilized society, this debt-fueled civilized society, but underneath that shallow surface lurks the offspring or the results of the un-American genocidal complex, which has fully permeated our society. Now, as far as proof, if you go into the appendix of the un-American genocidal complex, okay, for example, I have copies of a report from the General Accounting Office, okay, September 1994, an overview on Cold War era programs, okay, human experimentation, okay, and I just have a couple pages from this document. This is a government document that I found, and I'm just going to read a paragraph, okay?
Yeah, let's hear that, yeah.
The effects of the tests and experiments are often difficult to determine, although some participants suffered immediate acute injuries and some died. Okay. In other cases, adverse health problems were not discovered until many years later, often 20 to 30 years or longer. So what are they saying there? This is the government. This is a government document. Okay, I'm just making this up. This is the government saying, yeah, we experimented on people, but we don't know what the hell we did, and we don't know what the effects were. And here's something else. During World War II and the Cold War era, DOD and other national security agencies conducted or sponsored extensive radiological, chemical, and biological research programs. Precise information on the number of tests, experiments, and participants is not available, and the exact numbers may never be known.
So on.
Okay. And this is in my book, okay? This is a publicly available document. Now, just look, for example, what's going on, for example, with the vaccine industry. Look what vaccines are, okay? And look what they're putting in these vaccines. And now the state of California is making these things mandatory, okay? Told that we need them, you know, but they're nothing. They're nothing. They're the equivalent of raw sewage, which we are injecting directly into our bloodstreams, okay? They're virus particles, detergents, mercury, all these. It's a chemical concoction that nobody really knows what the effects are, because the vaccine companies often finance and undertake the studies that establish the safety of their own vaccines. And many people may know we now have a vaccine court in this nation. Basically, the vaccine companies, the big pharmaceuticals, the Mercks, GlaxoSmithKline, and these sorts of companies are immune to any kind of lawsuits due to the effects of their vaccines. Okay, and this is just one aspect of what's going on. So what I'm getting at is that is just one mode with which population is being controlled. Okay, we're being killed. Okay, between the endless wars, the abortions, the vaccines, the chemtrails. Okay, they're literally killing us off. The global warming, that whole the climate change scam. Okay, in my first book, okay, called They Live, I embed the They Live inside the theory of evolution. I call it Great Society of the Undead. Okay, great is a pseudonym or a code word for the devil, by the way. And if people want to laugh and think that's funny, I got that right out of a book called The Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn by a gentleman called Israel Regarde. Okay, in there he calls, you know, great is another name for the chameleon or the hidden god. Okay, the hidden god referred to in Acts chapter 17, which is really Osiris or the sun god, you know, also known as the serpent. Okay, but anyway, this is what is literally going on here. So in other words, people are being sacrificed just like they were in ancient Canaan to the sun god Ra and his wife Gaia, okay, the female side of the equation, as has been the case in history. And this is what I write on the back of the book, okay, we're being sacrificed. People are being sacrificed, okay, and this is courtesy of the un-American genocidal complex. And this may be unbelievable to people, but you better start believing it. This is what's really going on. If you think Donald Trump, this is why we ask me questions about the presidential candidate and this collection of clowns, losers, and misfits that you know we throw up there and debate and think it's going to make a difference. This is why I almost laugh. I mean, I don't want to say laugh, but it's just it has no effect on me. It means nothing to me. So somebody comes out and says what's really going on and what's lurking, the evil that we are faced with, but then nothing else matters. Okay? Nothing else really matters. And this is, and it's all coming to a head. Okay? It's coming to a climax. And there's something else to throw into the mix here. Speaking of pure evil, because what's unfolding in the Middle East is something else I picked up on. Okay, there's a Freemason by the name of Albert Pike. Okay, he was an American Freemason. He started the real American Mason. You know, a lot of people say, well, the Mason, you know, a lot of the founders were Masons and they were part of the conspiracy. I don't buy that. To me, that's crap. That doesn't wash. But the real Freemason evil, okay, the Freemasons that are related to the Illuminati and groups like the Bilderbergs, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Skull and Bones, which I talked about briefly before, okay, was started by a gentleman named Albert Pike in the 1800s, okay, and he wrote a book called Morals and Dogma, okay. He also happened to write, he also penned a letter, okay, which you can read about, okay, and I go through this letter line by line, just like I did with, you know, Revelation 17 and 18 on page 8, Mystery Babylon USA, and it's called the Occult Conspiracy, okay? And you can go through that, and you can read about it, okay? What's going on, and everything I'm talking about in the Occult Conspiracy, and that basically goes through, again, that's an overview of my website, okay? And in that, you know, I go through this letter that Albert Pike wrote, where he actually laid out the plans for World War One, World War Two, what we have coming, World War Three. Okay, now you know if you step back and you know World War One, you know, most historians, and this is most secular historians, nobody can agree, or nobody can say, well, wait, what was World War One really? There was no reason for World War One, and then certainly there was no reason for the United States to be involved in World War One. We had no problems with Germany. But what happened was the banker's boy, the banker's lapdog, Woodrow Wilson, the so-called progressive, you know, the one that Hillary Clinton's so proud of, Woodrow Wilson, who sold us out, that scumbag, that lowlife Woodrow Wilson that gave us the Federal Reserve System, also got us involved in World War One at the behest of people, the same crew that gave us the Federal Reserve System, people like J.P. Morgan, that were both selling, making money off the war bonds that the United States government was selling, and the manufacturer of munitions and ammunitions, okay, to sell to the United States government to go over to World War One. So it was really what it boils down to is money and power, okay? From World War One, you know, the conditions in Germany gave rise to Adolf Hitler. And this is where the un-American genocidal complex steps in. And it's just a very small window, okay, into this whole conspiracy. Again, you know, the un-American genocidal complex, the book, but basically, in there I document and I go through how World War II was started, again, basically by the same group, by giving rise to Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was financed, okay? He got his eugenics. He got his ideas of Darwinism. He got all his ideas from the United States. People may not want to admit it. People say, no, the social Darwinists, this is why evolution is such an evil philosophy. I mean, we sit here and we debate, you know, these idiots like, what's his name, Richard Dawkins, and then that jackass Richard Dawkins, okay, talking about evolution and, you know, and how evolution is science. No, evolution gave us what's called social Darwinism, survival of the fittest. gave us Adolf Hitler. Okay, these people take that mantra and they take that mentality seriously.
All right, we'll get back, Rob. We're going to continue. So what I'm going to try to summarize a lot what we talked about, have my questions for the final segment to kind of add to the piece of this. You're listening to Total Spotlight Show on the Toltication Network. We'll be back in just a moment. We're back to Total Spotlight Show on the Toltication Network. Again, Toltator.net for more information. Twitter, Toltator. Neil S. Haley, Facebook, LinkedIn, Neil Haley, Instagram, Toltator, Pinterest, Neil Haley, Google+, Neil Haley. And on Periscope, at Toltator. And I'm with Rob Roselli. boxofsunglasses.com. You can follow him at Rob Roselli. Now, Rob, here's my thing. I'm hearing all this, especially when you talk about the vaccinations and, you know, and how they're, you know, spreading it in the air through boats and all these different things. The proof you're having is from other people have given you proof. Some of the letters have given you proof. But basically, how do you look at Scripture and look at all of this today? So I know, for example, for sure, you look at abortion is a definite thing because of Scripture, meaning how they're trying to wipe out an entire population of people through abortion. Then you look at the particulars of something like the Federal Reserve and how basically we're trying to become a world economy and eliminate the United States as a powerhouse. The Christian nation that's the United States is another reason why this whole conspiracy is happening. We look at you know, specifically the rise of ISIS, and the Middle East is another reason. All of these reasons, but are you, through reading Revelation and going page by page, Rob, are you able to identify different world events that happen every day and say, bingo, I figured it out, this is where I think this is going?
Well, to answer your question specifically, okay, and maybe we can do a show on Revelation and go through the other chapters.
Absolutely. Next week we should do Revelation for sure. I'm very interested in doing that.
Okay. And, you know, but, you know, specifically, my interpretation and the way I'm looking at it, okay, is most of Revelation is in fact symbolic, and we'll get into that next week. But as far as the physical, what's going to happen in this world is spelled out in Revelation 17 and 18. That's why I've gone through it line by line, that people can read this again. You know, we don't have time. We only got about 10, 12 minutes left right now. I don't have time to do it right now. But people can go through it, as I have done line by line. And look, you feel free to make your own interpretations. I'm not saying I'm perfect. You know, nobody's perfect. There's only one perfect person, and he lived 2,000 years ago. But I will defend that. I will debate any so-called Christian who wants to come on here and tell me that Israel are God's chosen people and we have to defend and do anything to the, you know, with the nation of Israel. That's crap, okay? So to answer your question, that is where the physical, or what the manifestation of this war in heaven is happening, is in those two chapters. Everything else, most of everything else, in Revelation is symbolic in nature, or is happening in other dimensions that we are only giving a very slight flashlight or look into, and that's through John the Apostle, okay, in the other, you know, there's 22 chapters in Revelation, the other 20 chapters. Okay, but let me just get back to this, and just to underscore the magnitude of what's going on in the world today, to tie it to current events, so people can see what I'm talking about, okay? And I'm reading, again, from a link called The Occult Conspiracy on my website. Now, this is Albert Pike. Now, prior to this, I've gone through what he has talked about with the prior two world wars, okay? And the history, again, and the bibliography and the information is there to back this up. But now, I'm just going to read this, okay? And it's going to take about a minute. And this is the Third World War must be fermented by the taking advantage of the differences caused by the agent of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist, and we shall provoke a great social cataclysm in which all its horror will show clearly all the nations the effect of absolute atheism. Christianity will receive the true light of through the universal of light, through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view, a manifestation which will result from a general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So what is Albert Pike saying? What is Albert Pike's inspiration for the Un-American Genocidal Complex, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bohemian Grove crew, the Skull and Bones crew? What is Albert Pike saying? This guy worships Lucifer. And what is this sound?
Albert Pike worships Lucifer. Is he around? Is he dead?
He was around in the 1800s. He was a general for the Confederacy during the Civil War. Some people say, although I don't have, I have some sources that say he was a founder of the Ku Klux Klan. Others say he was involved with them. He was a secretary for them. But in some fashion, he was involved with the Ku Klux Klan, which makes sense because he was into the Aryan race, just like the social Darwinists, just like the American eugenicists, who brought us things like the Negro Project, otherwise known as abortion. Okay, it's really a white supremacist movement at its core. So that's Albert Pike. But what he's saying here is the man and his people, again, his followers, those that share his beliefs, literally worship Lucifer. And where do we hear about this? And we talked about this in past shows. Where do we read about this very thing? In Matthew chapter 4. Remember what Satan told Jesus. He said, bow down and worship me, and all this will be yours, the kingdoms of the world. These people that are really running the show, and it's in their own writings, literally worship Lucifer. Now, if you look, if you take a step back and look what's going on in the world, look at the insanity of what the United States is doing under this image, under this lapdog, this image of the beast known as Obama, okay, who's not the Antichrist, by the way. The Antichrist is mentioned in 1 John and a few other places. It is not mentioned in Revelation. Maybe that's something else we can get into next week, but this image,
right,
this soulless image, this complete mystery man known as Obama, if you look at this guy, you say, this guy is a psychopath. This guy is looking to start a war with China over some miscellaneous islands in the South China Sea. He's literally looking to start World War III with Russia over Syria. He wants to get a sovereign leader, okay, this Assad in Syria. He's pushing for World War III to get this guy out of power. I mean, Syria is Russia's only ally, their main ally in the Mediterranean Sea, with their only naval base on the Mediterranean. And Russia has so much it said that they are willing, they are doing it. They're going to defend Syria to the end. And here we have Obama supplying those that still, in the face of the Russian attacks against ISIS right now, you have this psychopathic moves. And you have the whole Arab Spring, you have Libya. Okay, now Obama is starting to make moves into Cameroon in Africa. You know, what's going on with Cameroon? They're selling all their oil to China. So he's looking to confront China and Cameroon. Okay, we're confronting China economically with the currency war. Okay, there's all kinds of things going on behind the scenes. And you have to say, well, this does not make any sense. It's like, this guy's an outright psychopath. But where does it make sense? The only place this makes sense is in the context of what I just read over the air. Okay. The people running Obama, they want this war. They want the anarchy. They want the chaos. Because they literally believe. This is how shot these people are. These people, they literally want World War III to happen because they believe that they're going to come out ahead and that their guy, Lucifer, is going to win. People need to contemplate what I'm saying here. It may be a lot to digest, and you know, people may think, you know, I've gone off the deep end, and that's fine. If that's your belief, then go watch these presidential debates and wait for Joe Biden to get into the presidential race. If you think that's news, if you think that has any bearing going to happen or what's unfolding, then I really feel sorry for you, and I really can't help you. Okay, but for the people that are listening and trying to digest this, just think about what I'm saying and just think about it logically, if it makes sense. Does anything else make sense as to why United States, just for the specific example of Syria, why would we do that? I mean, Assad yeah, the guy wasn't perfect, but Syria, I mean, Christians could live in Syria. Christians could hold jobs, and Syria was a decent country in the Middle East under Assad. Again, it wasn't perfect. Why Libya? Why did he get rid of Gaddafi? Again, not a great guy. Even go to Saddam Hussein. Why? I mean, he wasn't, again, not a great guy, a tin-pot dictator thug, who we helped, by the way, who we propped up and we helped him do a lot of his mass killings, okay, initially. So why are we getting rid of all these guys and creating these power vacuums and the breeding grounds for these ISIS maniacs, which in turn are engendering and enraging the Iranians, the Chinese, the Russians, and we're pushing for World War III in the Middle East, and you're going to get rid of, with the goal being, according to Albert Pike, you get rid of the Muslims and the Israelis, you have a nuclear exchange, you have what's called order out of chaos. Okay, now, no chaos. Now, who is the god of chaos but the horned god, which some people may know as Baphomet? Okay, Mendez, okay. The goat of Mendes, wow. You know, the whole god with the pentagram.
Right.
He's the god of chaos. Now, what arises?
Wow.
The phoenix rising out of the ashes. Now, what are the ashes?
The ashes, so I think,
what
right.
Mike is talking about.
So I think that, very interesting, Revelation 1 week, I think we should talk about Albert Pike 1 week, because I think going really deep into Albert Pike, looking at other situations as well, and then your own scripture, that's what's going to be interesting. Revelation probably take two shows in general to jump into all that. And, Rob, I think what you need to do, especially with your following on Twitter, is specifically let people know that what you've come up with is through the Holy Spirit, and you believe through that and also your research, you're spotting this conspiracy that's happening. So where's the best place we can find information? When you purchase your book, learn more about you and everything, Rob, where can we go?
Again, it's boxofsunglasses.com. It's one word. It's named after my favorite movie, John Carpenter's They Live. Roddy Piper finds the glasses and puts them on. You know, again, let me just conclude with this. I'm not sitting here and I'm saying I'm so much smarter than everybody. I just happen to do my research. If people research how to write computer code, you know, they're going to be able to write computer code. That's their forte. I just happen to put the time and the effort in here. But the key is just to open your mind and forget what Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh and the other establishment hacks, what they're telling you and what they're telling you to think. And just stop and think for yourself, okay? Why is global warming and the climate change scam being pushed so much? You know, why are we burning corn for ethanol? Why are we literally burning our food supply, which is leading to food riots, killing hundreds of thousands of people worldwide? You know, why is that happening? But what everybody is calling, what everybody knows is a blatant scam at this point. And what I've explained in the past hour is the only thing that makes logical sense.
All right. Well, fantastic. Very interesting. I can't wait to break down Revelation with you next week. And I can't wait to break down Albert Pike. Two very, very interesting topics, to say the least. That I know something about Revelation, but never Albert Pike. And then maybe we can go into the Knights Templar and all these other things. Let's kind of get into a specific topic. But if you want to know all that stuff before the radio show, go to boxsunglasses.com, purchase the book, and then you can kind of follow along, tweet out with them, and follow this revolution that's happening. A lot of people believe that the world's going to end. A lot of people believe the United States is going to fall. Rob has some certain answers. So thanks for calling, Rob, and take care, man.
All right. Thanks, Rob. God bless.
All right. Bless. That was Rob Roselli. Take care, everyone, and we will talk again live tomorrow. Take care, everyone.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.